May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy face, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Building the tabernacle required an amazing amount of skill. Craftsmen of all sorts contributed their talents to this effort. Engravers, woodworkers, metal workers in gold and silver and bronze, embroiderers and weavers. But the structure of the tabernacle itself was relatively simple. There was an inner rectangle of 10 by 30 cubits containing the Holy of Holies and the Ark, and the Holy Place containing the altar of incense and the table of showbread and the lampstand. And this was surrounded by a courtyard of 50 by 100 cubits containing the laver for washing and the altar for burnt offering. Each Israelite who helped build the tabernacle did it with the wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and work necessary to create that simple but beautiful meeting place for the Lord. It was a meeting place that the Lord first showed to Moses on Mount Sinai, where he then gave Moses very specific instructions for how it would be built. The Lord also picked exactly the right people to lead the effort when it came time to begin the work. If we approach our everyday work the way the builders of the tabernacle approached theirs, and if we are led the same way that they were, the Lord will help each one of us build a meeting place for Him too. Just as each of the Israelites were able to help build the tabernacle if they brought a wise heart to the work site, so are each one of us. Like the tabernacle itself, it really isn't very complicated. If we open our hearts to the Lord, He will help us build a beautiful meeting place for Him. The Lord teaches us that a heart open to Him will shun evils as sins and work sincerely, justly, and faithfully. The work we do each day, if it is done the way that Bezalel directed from the Lord, this work will contribute to the building of the tabernacle. It says in Exodus that the Lord filled Bezalel with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all work. This is why the Lord picked him. Any task worth doing will be done this way if it is going to be done right. A church cannot be built any other way, and neither could the tabernacle. But these traits of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge may be very different than we think. They do not come from any kind of formal education. They cannot be conferred by a degree. These traits are not gained through a purely secular approach to any single job. These traits come when we will well to others from a love of the Lord. They are given by the Lord to all who are willing to receive them, as was Bezalel. It may seem backwards, but a desire to do well to others gives us the wisdom that then leads to intelligence and then motivates us to gather the knowledges we need to do our work well. Here's how the Lord puts it in the Arcana. He says, with those who are in the good of love to the Lord, wisdom is inmost, for it is to will well from love. Intelligence is second, for it is to understand well from willing well. And knowledge consists in knowing well, and work in doing well, both from living, from willing well. Thus, work includes and brings to a conclusion all the interior things, for it is the ultimate in which they close. These are the traits that the Lord gave Bezalel to lead the building of the tabernacle, and these are the traits the Lord gives each one of us if we seek them out from Him. The Lord leads us to help build the church as we approach our daily work this way. If we want to contribute our skills to the building of the tabernacle, we need to do our jobs here sincerely, justly, and faithfully, shunning evils as sins. Then the Lord will fill us with His Spirit, and with the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge necessary to do our work well. We can see this so clearly in the uses necessary for the building of something like the tabernacle. The Lord speaks directly about how the kind of work done to build the tabernacle can be a form of charity. In the heavenly doctrine, the Lord describes charity in workmen, meaning craftsmen of all sorts who make goods, it says, serviceable for the neighbor, including food, clothing, dwelling, protection, preservation, pleasure, and many others. The Lord teaches in the doctrine of charity that every workman who looks to the Lord and shuns evils as sins, shuns idleness because it is the devil's pillow, shuns insincerity and fraud, shuns luxury and intemperance. He is industrious, sincere, sober, content with his lot, and works for his neighbor as he would for himself, because in doing this work he loves himself and his neighbor in equal degree, the Lord says. From this passage, we can see that a workman who works hard, tells the truth, stays away from excess, plays the hand he is dealt, and does what he does for his neighbor with the same effort as he would for himself, is a workman who is building the tabernacle. He is building the Lord's church by doing his work this way. This is the kind of crew that Bezalel had. And anyone who wants to be in good from the truths of the word can help build the tabernacle too. We can see this when we take a closer look at who the Lord chose to lead this effort. Bezalel was from the tribe of Judah, the first to receive a blessing from Jacob before Jacob died. And Aholiab was from the tribe of Dan, the last tribe or furthest limit of the kingdom of Israel. The Lord picked these two men, the innermost and outermost of the kingdom, to help us see all, it says, with whom the church can be set up. These two men from such different parts of the nation of Israel help us see how different are, it says, all who are within the whole of heaven and within the whole of the church. People from everywhere can do the work of building the tabernacle. This is an illustration in the letter of the word of the variety in heaven and the variety in the church. And we can see this not only in who the Lord picked to lead the effort, but also in all the different kinds of skills that were needed to build the tabernacle. Each one of the various skills needed to build the tabernacle shows us how heaven and the church is formed from the good that each individual person brings to it. And it shows us that what then is formed from this is something all are a part of, something held in common. Skilled woodworking was needed first to make the ark and the altar of incense, the table of showbread, and the lampstands. But talented metal workers could only do their work after this skilled woodworking was done first. Each of the planks used for the walls of the tabernacle resulted from specialized skills too. It took the workmanship of all those involved in the process of taking the wood from trees and forming it into planks for the dimensions called for the walls of the holy place and the holy of holies, as well as the walls that surrounded the courtyard. Thread was spun for the coverings of the walls and for the ceiling of the tabernacle. Weavers and embroiderers put these various coverings together and then decorated them with cherubim. And this is just to name a few of the skills that were necessary for the building of the tabernacle. When we look at the work done by all the people who helped build it, we can see examples of how craftsmen of all sorts can be forms of charity who work together to build a place for the Lord. While we can see this in the letter of the word, it can happen in this world today, too. Today, welders, painters, electricians, mechanics, carpenters, plumbers, truck drivers, crane operators, seamstresses, and tailors, and many other workers in the various trades all over the world who shun evils as sins and do their work sincerely, justly, and faithfully are building the tabernacle too. Building the Lord's church, a piece of heaven on earth. The Lord describes this in the Arcana. the universal heaven consists in variety as to good, and by this variety is distinguished one from another. For if a number had the same good, there would be no distinction. But these various goods are so ordered by the Lord that together they constitute one common good. Be it known that the divine good is one because infinite, but that with angels, spirits, and men, it is varied in quality and quantity by its reception in truths. For truths qualify good, that is, give to good its quality. And truths are manifold, the Lord teaches. From this passage, we can recognize that we know this common good when we see it. And we know this common good when we are a part of it. And we certainly know this common good when it is lacking. What the Lord builds from each of us doing our jobs sincerely, justly, and faithfully, while shunning evils as sins, far surpasses our individual contribution of good. What the Lord brings together is a good from many different talents, given form by many different truths, but a good common to all who are part of it. It comes from any occupation performed from a will to do well for the neighbor, from a love of the Lord. And we can see it so clearly in the uses of the skilled trades needed to build the tabernacle. When these jobs are done as forms of charity, the Lord is there. This description that the Lord gives us in the building of the tabernacle in Exodus is a picture of how the church is built on earth. Every bit of work we do here and in any field of endeavor can contribute to the building of the tabernacle. No matter how hard the day, no matter how difficult the work, if done under the leadership of Bezalel with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, all from a love of the Lord, then it will be the kind of work that builds the church. And Yahuwah spoke to Moses, saying, "In the heart of everyone that is wise in heart I have put wisdom, and they shall make all I have commanded thee." Amen. And now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever.